Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society University, and this is the work of the chaplain, Lesson 72. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics of this profession and this ministry. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is 1 Corinthians 13:1-3, which says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Mac Griffith. He said, "Chaplains will hold Bible studies and worship services if they are Christian chaplains. They have a responsibility of making sure every person has an opportunity to exercise their faith." Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain, by Dr. Naomi K. Paget and Dr. Janet R. McCormick. Our topic today is Chapter 9, Other Chaplain Specialties, Part 7, Parish Chaplains, Continued. Typically, lay parish chaplains have received specialized training by their ecclesiastical body in the area of spiritual care, grief counseling, listening skills, stress mitigation, group facilitation, and pastoral counseling. They usually do not require endorsement from a religious body, but are accountable to the senior clergy or a specific congregational committee. Their responsibilities are often dictated by the institution they serve. They may be expected to visit clients 4 to 8 hours a week, or just twice a month. Each institution or agency will specify its expectations as to time commitment, services, and locations. The nursing home welcomed the weekly visits of the parish chaplain. She was associate pastor of a local church and often visited other patients when she visited her congregants in the home. She also provided weekly Bible studies and worship services and encouraged staff members and other personnel. She reported her activities to the church council and collaborated with the activities director of the nursing home. The multidisciplinary assessment team valued her observations of the emotional and spiritual conditions of the patients. Family members were relieved to call on her when there was no family clergy to conduct the funeral or officiate the memorial service. Parish chaplaincy was a lot like being the pastor of a multi-faith church, and the nursing home was the congregation. Parish chaplains serve in many nonprofit organizations. They may be chaplains in homeless shelters, rescue missions, halfway houses, evacuation centers, or battered women's shelters. They minister to clients at Job Corps, thrift stores, and teenage hangouts. Their responsibilities are often centered on being present and available for spiritual counseling and crisis intervention. They mentor and disciple. They guide and they lead. They do spiritual assessments, provide encouragement, and often do referrals to specialized agencies or care providers. They advocate and intercede for many of the disenfranchised people in society. And in all these functions, they feel a vital need for spiritual care in the community. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will pick it up at this point on next time in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together. Lord, help us to be the ministers, the pastors, the counselors that you want us to be in times like these. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that He died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow You in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for His sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.